This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. We'll be
singing. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. 23 minutes to 9, heading for top of 17 degrees. Gallant is there and Hook and Sling, Love on Me. Now listen, you two.
Yeah.
Tell you what, something that is going absolutely crazy at the moment is the TV show SAS. Oh my God.
So
it is next level. Last night, I was having sort of almost like anxiety over last night.
It always gives me anxiety. I'm a tense thing anyway, and watching what they have to go through on this show is incredible.
Joining us now on the show on the phone is one of the stars from SAS Australia, Dan Ewing. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. How are you going? We need to check in. I'm terrified for your safety.
I'm hashtag triggered.
I am hashtag trigger Dan, exactly.
My God, last night's show. Can I just say, Dan, last night's show was intense. And I watch it, and I used to think I was physically fit. I watch this show, and I go, I couldn't do what you guys did last night. How did you and Jessica go with the obviously the challenge? It was like you had to carry a lot of stuff over a train track bridge, and intense.
Oh, so intense, and like it's actually. It doesn't quite do it justice. I know I sound like the whinger who thinks it's so much harder on the course, but it's like, obviously they've got to cut it down for TV. I'm telling you, it is so, so much harder when you're there.
Now,
it might sound like a dumb thing to say, but my goodness, it was intense.
No, well, we spoke to Pete Murray and we believe you. It sounds intense. But why did you enlist to do SAS Australia? Are you mad?
It's totally insane. Well, I think it's all well and good to like, you know, to say that you take care of your mental health and you like visualization and have all these little practices in the morning. But you know what? You can't do that when you're getting tear gas first thing in the morning, can you? So, and it's that comfort zone thing, you know? It's like, it's not only are you staying in accommodation with no pillows and there's mice running around, but there's no coffee, you're getting sworn at, you're exhausted. So I've just never had that level of test before. Look, I've done grueling shoots, sure. But at the end of the day, you wrap and you're going to have a glass of red at your house or like or a hotel room or whatever it is. And then you can go and complain how hard your actor's life is.
Dan, I actually start crying when the guy is yelling at you anyway. And I'm watching it from the comfort of my home with a glass of wine in my hand. So I don't know how you all coped with that to start with.
That part I actually don't mind. I've had plenty of like basketball coaches call me and rugby coaches call me a lot worse. But the food thing and the sleep deprivation, my goodness.
Right.
Can I just ask you a question? You had to do the abseiling challenge last night. Now, this meant that you're up the top of the cliff, leaning back with your arms behind your head. Jessica is down the bottom. She basically has to use the rope to safeguard you and stop you from falling. What was going through your mind at this point in time?
Well, I'm glad it wasn't a rock going through my mind. So for everybody listening who hasn't seen it, it's not really abseiling. I actually don't know. It's more like a backwards free fall.
Yeah.
And then it's your oppo or your partner's job to sort of catch you in the nick of time. And look, I've done plenty of stunts in my movie career, but there is like I don't want to be rude first thing in the morning, but the booty hold tight. Is that too rude to say on radio?
No, I love it. I love it. Especially on our show, it's priceless.
Oh, what a grub. I'm so sorry.
No, I love it. Now, Dan, I have to ask you too, because everyone, you know, you've done a lot of movies and stuff recently, but people remember you from as a river boy from Home and Away. Now, you're pretty rough and rugged in that. First of all, I want to ask, did the costume department of Home and Away save a lot of money while you were on the show? Because you didn't wear a lot. And then also last night on this SAS, you did a little tops off exhibition. What was going on there?
Listen. Number one, a little funny tip here. Good for asking. There actually was someone from Wardrobe on Home and Away or Channel 7 who actually worked on SAS, and we were just laughing the whole time. So I think she did Wardrobe on the first season, so she knew what I was in for. And look, when you're at the base, right, like I know it seems like we're all exhibitionists, but you get one set of clothing, right?
Yeah.
So it's when you get back to the base, I'm sure like it doesn't hurt with the ratings either. Let's be real. Everyone's kind of nudging up and
doesn't matter to us.
In the budgie smugglers, all the girls had their stuff. But yeah, it wasn't because we're all exhibitionists, because it's freezing cold where we shot. So it was more just about drying the clothes.
Yeah, well, listen, we've had 5 messages through from people who have asked just about that shot that took place last night, not about the the rock thing.
More.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, listen, I want to ask you, what do you hope to achieve out of this?
Oh, well, as in the show?
Yeah, just what do you want to gain out of it?
Well, to be honest, it was like, I went in with no, like, well, when I went in, I was like, in my master interview, I said, I am passing SAS selection because, you know, for me, I love sports, right? So Michael Jordan never said, I would like to win a basketball game, you know? So for me, I just sort of set the intention of passing. And off the show, it doesn't really matter. You know, I've got, there's no sort of thing I'm trying to get out of this experience apart from the actual experience itself. Does that make sense? I've got lots of sort of, I'm very lucky, I've got lots of sort of bookings and things that were sort of already here. Like I had a number one movie in the world in Love and Monsters. So it was kind of like, it was more just purely for the experience. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%. Now, what was your least favourite thing about the whole experience?
Having to say goodbye to people, that sucked. I'm such a, like, and it's, again, not to sound cliche, but the thing I miss, and I still miss now, is the bond amongst recruits. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is the simplicity. If there's no phones, no distractions, obviously you miss your family and your little glass of red at night. But all you had was your wits, your mental stability, and each other. So
and
every
each
time
other.
Someone left, there really was a piece of you going because all you had was each other.
That's
not just some byline. That's not something I've just made up. That is absolute truth, because every time like one of these personalities left, you've lost some asset, some piece of your soul. That like, and everyone really brought something to the team. I don't care if it's recruit 1 to 18, there's everyone brought something.
Does that make it even more intense and more difficult? Are you bonding more as a team? Does it get, how does that affect the dynamics?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, look, obviously it's TV, so they like to cut in a bit of voiceover.
Have we lost Dan? No. You there, mate?
Oh, no.
Oh. Hope he hasn't fallen off a cliff.
Oh,
there you go.
Sorry.
Hello, you there? Sorry, we lost you for a second.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, it was cutting in and out. It must be COVID. look, I think I was saying before, like, yeah, there was no drama for us. I know the voiceover and the music and all that stuff implies there is. But I'm telling you now, even if people had disagreements on opinions or ideals, it was a really open, loving discussion. So I had a ball.
Well, listen, it's great viewing. You're in now. Is it top 8 left now? Yeah, I think it's the top 8.
It could be even. Is it top 8?
I think after last night it was top 8. But listen,
you're
doing so well, and I really like. Fingers crossed, you take out the gold medal if there's a gold medal. I don't know whether there is, but
I think you just walk away with your life.
You're doing an exceptional job, and we thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Dan.
On Joy. Can you make us a pack?
Say real quickly before I go, if you guys thought there was DMs about what you guys saw, there's a conversation with John Stephenson and I coming up in an episode. That your DMs are going to be full. You're actually going to have to start a whole separate email for this.
Really? Heard it here first.
Heard it here. But what a scoop. Dan Ewing, thank you so much for your time this morning. And if you want to check out SAS Australia, it's on Channel 7 weeknights. Thank you for your time this morning. We really enjoyed it.
Guys, thank you so much. Lots of love.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.